Good afternoon, welcome to this presentation. I am Salvatore Zappalà from the University of Bologna, Maurizio Berti from IACME, and Fabio Massei is in the room. We are the authors of this paper, probably a little bit unusual in this conference, and it is concerned especially with people reaction, people attitudes, people expectation about the introduction of a new information technology or the Open Office suite adoption. Probably many of the things that we'll say you have already met in your experience when you proposed and implemented this office, this suite in the organization. Probably we shall add the labels of events, facts and processes that you have already met. The presentation is divided in two parts. The first one will be conducted by Maurizio, and who will give some information about the migration in a special organization, the hospital, which is in Genova, a little town in Italy. The second part will concern this research that we conducted in the hospital. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Maurizio Berti from IACME. IACME is a company from Bologna. We're dealing with open source and open office, of course. And I'm focused mainly on open office org migration and training. This year we are dealing with this migration. At the end of 2004, we were contacted by Ospedali Galliera, and they asked us to help them in migrating from office to open office, so from proprietary formats to open formats, and from Explorer and Outlook to Firefox and Thunderbird. But today we're going to talk about open office, of course. Ospedali Galliera, this is the structure of Galliera Hospital. It is quite big hospital in Genova. That is the second, I think, in size. And it's an high-tech hospital, as many today, with MRI and anything scanning anyone's, of course. And that's the number of employees we had to deal with. So training them and assuring them that nothing dangerous, of course, or astonishing was happening. So Galliera contacted us for that reason. So they wanted to comply with a directive from Ministry of Innovation and Technology in Italy to use open formats and to be open source from the Firefox, Thunderbird, and OpenOffice org point of view. And of course, we had to examine their document production to be aware of what we were facing. And we found out that their skills in using office products was not so high, but they produced text documents, spreadsheets, and presentations, like 50% documents, text documents, sorry, and 30% spreadsheets and the rest presentation, but medical doctors produced presentation most of all. There were not so many document templates, about 20, so it was no chore to convert them to to the other format. And after all, everyone used to store his documents on his PC, so we didn't know how many documents were around, existing documents were around in the hospital, okay? So that's why we were also asked to set up a file sharing area to put everything there and try to migrate every file. That is our idea, to migrate, of course, analysis before, and then we had to communicate the reasons of the change of course, and to let them know what was going to happen and to let them know that the disadvantages and advantages of this adoption. And of course, we had to train them, the purple one, and to deploy the application, to let them use it. And of course, support began almost at the same time, because there were a lot of questions to be answered. And how do I do this, and do I do that, and so on. Template conversion, as I said before, just to lay out a path or something, to lay out an environment they knew. Of course, from that moment on, they were using the same templates as before. So something they knew, okay? And that finally we arrived at that no return point, that is MS Office and installation. And in a couple of minutes, I'm going to tell you how it's going now. Problems or troubles, issues we found during the path. I think that anyone here using OpenOffice had to deal with that kind of problem. First of all, document exchange with outside. But with PDF and a couple of few more tricks, I think we handled that well. I'm quite done. So now, what's happening now? Now, migration is planned, and I think it will end by December 2005. So at the end, there's going to be stability, okay? There's going to be OpenOffice as the official suite for document production in that hospital. And but where we are now, at this moment we are here. So Office has been uninstalled already. And it's been since the end of July. For example, during the first weeks we reported like 10 tickets on the help desk system per day, 10 to 20 tickets per day. And now at this time we're reporting 10 tickets per week. So the situation is very calm compared to what happened before. A few figures now, and then I'm done. 530 PCs installed with OpenOffice.org, of which that number are without Office. There's no installation of Office. 530 PCs are not actual. How can I say? Are not actual operators. I mean 530 count also multi-operator computers. Okay, so it's the number I showed you before. 1,000 is a real number. Okay, we have, I don't know, like 100, I think, shared PCs there. And then 29 PCs still with Office, so we had to cope with access. And a couple of third-party software that could not run without MS Office. And that kind of software, that 23 PCs have this medical reporting software, and it's going to be replaced by the end of the year. That's why I divided that. I split that into points, into items. And we have 15 PCs under control. I mean, we're trying to examine their problems and troubles, and we're trying to resolve that kind of issues. I give you an example. For example, for OpenOffice users, okay, the mail merge function has no preview. So we developed a dedicated macro to give them this feature. So that's why under control. We're trying to find workarounds to cope with that kind of problem. Okay, and this is it. And it's Professor Zappalatore now. Thank you very much.
So the About the information communication technology adoption, this is related both to economic and technical reasons, which are the reasons that during the communication at the hospital, IACME told to the employees. There are technical and economical reason to migrate or to remove from a Microsoft system and going to OpenOffice. But there are also organizational and psychological and social factors to be considered when people change their system. They use a different tool to make the same job that they did until the day before with another, with the whole system. So user acceptance, the fact that the employees accept use the new system is relevant for the good implementation of the new system. In many work, it is nowadays quite usual having the computer. So the idea that employees do not accept the system is quite strange and unusual. Thus, another additional point is what to do until the employees exploit, use at the best of their resources the new information technology, not just using the 10%, the most widely utilities or procedures, but they grow in the use of that system. What we did, what we considered. This is we made a survey, we submitted a questionnaire to the employees that attended the training courses. And in the questionnaire, different questions were asked. The main the dependent variables was the attitude towards the new system, towards the OpenOffice suite. And the attitude in the literature, this attitude, this emotional and cognitive idea towards the new system is mainly influenced in literature, is said, by two variables, the usefulness of the system, of the new system, and the perceived easiness, the perceived ease of use of the new system. This model, which is called the technology acceptance model, has been extended by adding other important variables that may influence the acceptance. First of all, the individual self-efficacy. Self-efficacy is defined as the belief that people have to be able to manage their own problems, their own affairs. And this may concern their, I'm able to manage the problems that happens to me in my life, or also in the use of the personal computers. Also, the work satisfaction was included, some questions on work satisfaction was included, with the idea that the more people are satisfied in their job, the more they are open to accept the new system. Additional, we included also more social variables, because not the people are more able to accept the new system if they see that also their team, its own team, is able to manage the problem, or also the organization. So we included also this dimension of collective self-efficacy. As a group or as organization, are we able to solve the new problems that happened to us? The organizational support, if I have some problems, my colleagues, my supervisor, the organization is of help to me, can give me some support, it is interested in my well-being, in the fact that I do that my work is at the best of my possibilities. And finally, another collective dimension, which in organizational psychology is called climate for innovation. How much each single, we could say, for instance, what do you think that in your organization, the organization which one of us is interested in the innovation? So the climate of innovation try to grasp these shared beliefs among employees that my organization is interested in going on, in improve, in innovate its own business. Other variables which were included were the migration presentation, the communication that IACME made at the employees. Was this communication useful in increasing the attitudes toward the new system? Was effective in developing a good attitude towards the software? Which were the emotion? We included this variable. And then, how much the employees of the hospital shared the goal of the migration? Did they consider that this migration was useful? Did they understand the goals of the migration? Again, with this hypothesis that the much you agree with the goal of the migration, the much you are the more you are open to the new software. The aims of the research was thus to observe how much these individual and these organizational social variables are related to the acceptance of this new technology. The other goals are underrun because the research is still in progress, the migration is not ended, and so we hope to collect data later to look if if there is some change in the attitudes. Just to say just a few words on this dimension that we observed and to present some example of the items that we used. The technology acceptance model, we said before, is a model very used in the literature. It was used to investigate the acceptance of employees towards Word editor, spreadsheet, internet. It used in the organizational research from 1990. The two factors are the usefulness and the easiness of the system. There is an example of the items. How much do you agree that the use of new system increase my job performance? Subjects could answer by from 1 to 5. 1, not at all agree with that item. Or I agree a lot with that item. To interact with the new system will not require much mental effort. The new system will be easy to use, and so on. Perceived self-efficacy, we have already told something. About the results, so what we obtained, the 348 subjects are probably subjects that were involved in the training in the training about the new system. After the presentation, we submitted the questionnaires, both offline, paper and pencil questionnaire, and the same questionnaire was also put in the website of the hospital online, asking subjects to fill the questionnaire. The total number of questionnaires we collected is not very high. Actually, is low because is 50 questionnaires of the more than 350. So the percentage of reply is very, very few. So in this sense, we can consider the results very, very preliminary. Probably also another limit of the research is that probably subjects self-selected, the most interested in the topic answered the questionnaire. What are the results? The mean age of the subject is 42 years old. 44% of subjects are male. There is a 40% of subjects of contingent workers that have a non-traditional contract, a temporary contract. The mean age of seniority, of tenure, is 18 years old. So there are employees that work from long time in the hospital. And 65% of subjects has no responsibility. 22 is responsible of a little group of doctors and 13 is responsible of a large group. What about the results? In the results, we first consider the results on the organizational and individual variables. So, about self-efficacy, Maurizio said before that the level of skill in the use of the computer was not so high, and in fact the subjects, the average of this scale is from 1 very bad to 5 very high. So people consider themselves as being able to manage their own life, but consider themselves as less better in managing the problems with their computers. Organizational support, there is an increase. They feel less supported by the organization, much more supported by their supervisor, and 3.65, the higher level of support is the support that employees receive by their own colleagues. We correlated these variables, intercorrelated these variables. The most interesting results, we will focus just on a few of them. The first important is especially the support, the organizational support. There is this relation of 0.80, which is a quite high relation, between organizational support and supervisor support. The more subjects feel support from the organizational, the more they feel they support by the supervisor. And again, there is a very high correlation between the match the supervisor support an employees, the more they feel also that their co-workers are a supporting groups. So in this case, this table just suggests that supervisor support is a very important dimension in having, in feeling that the organization is taking into account its own employees. What about the attitudes of the new system? The most important variable is this, the attitude. So from 1 to 7, the attitude is a little bit positive. Is the attitude towards the open office suite is a little bit positive, which is quite, I think, quite a useful, quite an interesting result, considering that when we submitted the questionnaire, they didn't almost know nothing except what IACME had just said in the communication. So the attitude is a little bit positive, and the most, also the migration presentation is well positively evaluated. What about the two dimensions of usefulness of the new system and easiness of the new system? Contrary to the literature, where the usefulness is generally considered as a very important dimension, in this case, for these subjects, for the Open Office suite, is the easiness, which is higher appreciated compared to the usefulness. Strongly enough, because it is not typical to consider emotional reaction to the presentation, but strongly enough, subjects report that considering the new system, they felt themselves as happy, enthusiastic, not depressed, full of energy. So there was something that stimulated some sort of positive energetic reaction. These are the same value, but that we just presented in the histogram. These are the correlation. Again, the correlation show that the easier the new the Open Office suite is considered by the subject, is perceived by the subjects, the more positive is the attitude of the new system. So the easiness is an important relation, which is also highly correlated with the other dimension. The more easier the new software, the more enthusiastic the subjects, the more easier, the more they accept, consider useful the goals of the migration. So again, these results underscore the relevance of presenting the new software, the new system, as easy, and this has some effects also, because the easier the software, the more acceptable, the more clear, the more shared are the goals of the organization in the migration. Finally, the last results were the predictors are related to the attitudes. The main point is this. The computer self-efficacy, how much the subjects consider themselves able to solve the problems they have with the computers, the more they consider the system useful, the more their attitudes toward the system is positive, the more they have a reaction, the more they share the goal. Probably this is something that you already know again. People with the more positive attitudes towards the computer are more open to the changes, to the new system. The second point is again the support that employees perceive by their supervisor, by the middle management, because the higher the support, again, the higher the perception of easiness of the system, and the higher is the sharing of the goals. Looking, listening, having the middle management that supports the migration is related to the fact that the goal of the migration are accepted also by the employees. It is, in this sense, there is almost no effect of the co-workers, of the colleagues. Also, if there is some colleagues which may be able in managing the computers, in this case it seems to have no effect. Probably the employees thought that my colleagues is able in managing problems in the computer, but in the Microsoft system, so he also does not know anything on the new system, so he may not be, is of no support, is not useful for me. And the feeling that of self-efficacy of the organization, that the more the organization is able in managing its problems, is able in giving attention at the employees and giving training and so on, the system is accepted, the presentation is perceived as useful, and the goals of the migration are shared. In conclusion, so what can say, what are the most relevant gender differences? I think that is quite usual. The male subjects have a for both samples, the attitude is quite positive, but for male, it is a little bit more positive than to females. And again, male have more personal computer self-efficacy than female. But again, the average is high for the two groups. In conclusion, the initial attitudes towards the Open Office Suite was rather positive. Again, considering that no information, no use of the suite was ever done, I think that this is a good positive result of the presentation. The main point is that the attitudes towards the new system is especially related to easiness of use. The recommendation that could be given is to underline in the presentation of the migration that the new system will be easy, that the employees will be able to manage by themselves, probably with a little effort, the new system. So the system is easy, that you are able to manage the new system as you are able in many other aspects of your life, and that a sort of positive attitude, enthusiasm, positive reaction of new system, the curiosity of trying a new system, a new way to operate. And we could add also that to add this, to put attention to this, to the supervisor support, to obtain the help, the involvement in the migration of this middle manager, middle management level, because the supervisor support is related to the acceptance of a new system, both indirectly and directly. So the three things, concluding the presentation, is that the system is easy, that people can manage by themselves with a little support, and this organizational support is mainly transmitted to them by this middle management level, and that the middle management level may be of some help, or at least the more the middle management level is involved in the migration, the more they give this idea that the organization is involved in the migration itself. Okay, thank you for attention. If there are some questions or comments, Maurizio and me will be happy. Yes?
What do you mean with climate for innovation?
The climate for innovation is, there was a definition. However, it is defined, probably, it is defined as a shared perception of what are the policies, what are the practices. It is the perception that I and my colleagues, for instance, can have about what is important in this organization, what the procedure, what the policies are saying about what we have to do. In this sense, it has to do with the sort of maybe a sort of social pressure. If as a group there is a sort of belief that but our organization is not so interested in the innovation, there is this shared perception. So in this sense, even if some member of the group would be interested in having something of different, there is this common belief that may act as a sort of resistance, taking the member of the group in the same idea. The climate is a sort of collective dimension, which is which was observed also related to the innovation with these three scales: support for innovation, how much the organization is supporting the innovation. The items are, we are open to the changes, the organization very often tries new ways to solve the problems. There were also six questions investigating this task orientation. With my group, we tried different new ways to solve the problems. And the last scale was participative safety. We are able to suggest something of new without fear of retaliation or without fearing. So this way, it's a sort of more collective dimension which influence, which may influence the behavior of the single subjects.
But it seems there are two different sales pitches that you need to get OpenOffice.org into an organization like this. There is the sale to the decision makers, you know, to persuade them for the benefits of open source, which sort of gets you through the door. But then there is a quite different sale to the employees, the people who are going to use it, to get them to adopt it and be happy with it. So you're saying that to persuade the users, they don't care whether it's open source, whether it's not Microsoft or whatever. All they're concerned about is it easy to use?
Not to show them, because you can't say that, but you have to show them because they're...
And you also have to show them that it's easy to use. That you can say them because we try to tell them to show the product like in a session like this. Like this is the product. This is the bold button, and it's almost where it was. Okay, that was our approach. But you also have to show them and to convince them on the field. So giving them the program and then you try it. But what you said is correct. But in this case, we were contacted by the management. So we had no first sale, okay?
You said that the first sale was it mandated by...
Sorry?
The first sale was mandated by the...
Yes, they wanted to comply to a directive. It's not a law. At this time, but it's about adoption, open formats, open source in public administration in Italy. It's a very hot topic at this time. I think he can tell that it's from the Senate, and it's a very hot topic at this time. Open source in public administration. It's like a suggestion. You should do this because if you have open formats, you're going to have access to your data always and so on. So we were contacted. And there's also one more thing that is interesting. And then that when we arrived there in January of this year, they had adopted PDF as a standard for I think 6 months, maybe three months. So they moved before. They had moved before to PDF format just to make data more shareable. Okay.
I have a question, or rather an anecdote, that does not directly relate to this presentation, maybe. Someone told me that his experience, and also my experience with replacing systems at companies, is that no matter what the new system is, the users will grumble for about 3 months, and they will say that the old system could do this better, the old system could do that better. But after 3 months, this kind of changes and they forget about the old system and get okay with the new system. But the point is, no matter, it doesn't really matter if the new system is better or not in the beginning, because they will look for the features that they got used to. So what are your experiences in this matter? Or have you tried to find answers to a question like this?
But it's exactly true. This was at the beginning, and so there was a sort of the people were faced with the new system, and so they were trying to understand how does it work, how much is it better, how much it is. In the long run, time learning processes start, so people start to use much more fluidly. So problems generate, but problems tend to decrease. Unless some of these other organizational or other aspects may stop or may interrupt.
Yeah, I basically agree with what you said. I mean, that's also what I said before about help desk and tickets. The problem is easiness of use, and I should be able to do what I did before in a short time. That is what I always hear. Yes.
Will a training session make a difference to make people feel that it is easy to use?
Yes,
one
more thing.
Yes, of course. Training sessions showed everybody the product, actually showed the product. and they comforted them. They make feel more safe, not safe, more comfortable with the product because they've never seen that before. I'm talking about I don't know, medical doctors or something like that.
Come si dice infermiere?
Or nurses, medical assistants and so on. So they didn't even know what was open source before that.
How did you deploy all those suits?
It was very hard because you don't even know how many rooms in an hospital large as that there are, really. No. Sorry? Yes, because there's you must feel them like they are assisted. They are the organization is taking care of them, because otherwise they would feel open source is free, so they don't give anything about us. So that's another point. And yes, we went there. We had an automatic installation CD. We had like a database of users. And then we like we had a command line tool, like install a number, an ID for the user, and then it did all the dirty work.
And how did you manage to migrate macros from Microsoft to?
Paolo. Paolo Mantovani is our macro man, and he might help you more than I can. No, of course I don't know if you remember. First, I said I didn't even I hardly mentioned macro. So there are a few cases of macro migration. In that case, there were cases of functionality added, because there was nothing like that in OpenOffice, like I said before, the preview for the mail merge. I don't know if you are you okay. Other things, I don't know what. Okay, there are a couple of features. They are not in the same point. Okay, so that's why we use macro. But we had no translation for. We made no translation for a macro in documents in that case. We did it for another company in Italy, Infocamera. Yeah.
You made your own macros. You didn't.
There are a couple of guidelines to migrate macro from VBA, for example, to StarBasic, but they're not compatible. Not compatible. Yeah. I know you know. Sorry.
Back to the ease of use. You said ease of use is very important. The primary thing. Did you find any specific areas where OpenOffice is not easy to use and could be improved readily?
For example, I know it's main merge again. It's easier in Word, for example. It supports Word tables as well. I'm sorry, I'm getting more technical, but I was asked for it. For example, this one, and they had no way to see the output of that command, okay, all at once, because do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, of course. OpenOffice mail merge. Okay, perfect. So, you know, you get, as many files as you decided to have. Okay, so they had this need to see all the files from the output of the mail merge all together, and to modify them. They had like 250 letters communications to send out. So they didn't want to open one file, inspect it, close this, open the other one, and so on. It becomes quite difficult if you think you should inspect like 500 files. So that's why he developed the mail merge. Paolo Mantovani is very active in the community for API development and so on. Yes.
So just a follow-up
You need the microphone?
It's okay. Did you give the employees CDs to take home?
Yes. They were very enthusiastic about that. Yeah, really. Because, and they didn't even want to believe it. Oh, I can install that on my PC. But is it legal? No, that one. No, really, I'm not joking. That was the question. Yeah, and some of them. Yeah, I only talked about issues, but there were a relevant number of people that were surprised by the powers of OpenOffice. The first one is, of course, the chance they had, the occasion they had to install it at home. So I can take my work home, and I can do what I do here. Oh, that's great! No, that what comes from the field. Just not only to say that everything went fine. Medical doctor, for example, had a lot of problems with PowerPoint presentations, because Impress is not as performing as PowerPoint. This is no secret. So we had to, for example, distribute portable OpenOffice to make them, to make them go everywhere and try and see what they produced. I don't know if you know what is portable OpenOffice. It's an OpenOffice that you can install. It's a zip file, and you can install it into a USB pen drive. Okay, and then you can go everywhere you want, and then you have full OpenOffice installation. It's English, and you know in Italy it's a bit difficult because.
Where can I find the portable?
I don't know the link. You should try and check, like in Google, try to type portable OpenOffice, and it's free, of course. Again. Is that it?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.